So, good morning. I'm going to give a guided meditation again this morning. Which is a practice that I do very often myself, this practice, and it's a practice that is given by the it's given in the first foundation of mindfulness on body, but as you'll see, it has lots of possibilities in it for exploring in lots of directions. So it's a practice on the elements. Which I find to be a very, very powerful practice for recognizing that we're not as isolated as we think we are. We're not this little independent self. So it creates a very different perspective on our being, and it connects us, actually. So for me, it's a practice that has really helped to open my heart. So this theme of listening within the heart, it's really helped me to go, oh, my being is not only this tiny little being. Thinking, walking around, thinking I'm independent. I'm actually deeply woven into, we are all deeply woven into the universe, which can kind of lighten the burden of some of our what we're carrying around, put it in a very different perspective. And again, it comes from this deep heart listening. So finding our seat as ever. Not forcing anything. So for me, often I more and more I think of meditation as it is a practice, so it's something we keep learning in. Bit like we would practice on a musical instrument, learning to attune ourselves. To learn how to play in this being in a way that brings connection. Beauty and the kind of vibrations that help us to open in life. In our hearts, in our bodies, in a grounded way. So, like coming into our body, coming into our being in this very light, gentle way of. What is it like to really just be here? If we're not imposing an idea of how we should be or how we should sense our body. And as always, I always come first to just the contact with the earth. And pay a little bit of attention to the posture to make sure that there's a sense of physical balance and support. So this isn't something to skip over, it's something we need to give care to every time we come to meditate. What is the posture that's needed for this being in this state? Are there ways I can help to bring more ease into my body just through putting a cushion under my knee, making sure that the hips are slightly tilted forward, so we've got the natural S of the back rising up. And letting ourselves sway a little bit if we want to just find a center point where the spine can rise easily. The head can rest on the top of the spine so we're not rigid. Because if the body is rigid, is somehow overly held, this will affect the mind. And if it's too loose, boom. The mind also will be probably get a bit dull. So our body is really, our posture is a very helpful way of supporting our mind and our being. It's not to be forgotten. Become alive to our posture. And then, as Noon was guiding us this morning, like noticing the listening that's within us. The quiet listening that's here, noticing the contact of the body with the chair or the earth. This listening that's hearing my words, that's maybe feeling the gentle rise and fall of our breath. We notice our own listening presence. Our own awareness. We don't have to grasp this. If we try and grasp it, probably we'll feel some suffering of some sort. It's more like we can relax into our listening, our presence. Noticing it's here for us, actually. It's something we can trust. So noticing how incredibly alive we are with that. This listening, which is here, awake, aware, all of the time. Listening now into our body. How our body's vibrating, pulsing, and yet solid. In some way solid, touching the earth, held by the earth. So in meditation, it's really, for me, it's not a technique that we practice. It's this invitation to a live presence within our being, curious presence within what is naturally here, so we don't have to force anything. We can explore, we can get to know more, we can cultivate our awareness. We're not making anything artificial. Our listening presence is naturally here. our heart of listening. And then with this listening, awake presence, we can choose to turn our attention and explore different aspects of our being. It's a bit like in that quote I read yesterday from Thich Nhat Hanh, if we see our presence as like the sunlight of awareness, we can choose to turn that light, start to see in areas that maybe are a little bit unknown. So just noticing with our awareness, with our listening, the contact of the earth again outside. Noticing its solidity, its stability under our body. Holding us up. So this incredible earth that's always underneath us. Wherever we are, so it's the same earth that's stretching between here in France and there in Finland. Vast and stable in its own way, also changing, but stable somehow. That which is solid. So in this teaching on the elements, the Buddha said to contemplate that earth element outside, to turn our awareness, to contemplate the earth element outside, to feel it, to get to know it. For me, when I start to do this, there's a sense of gratitude that arises. This earth. And then we can choose to turn this same awareness to the earth element inside. So to that which is solid, stable, holding us up. Inside our body. So as Noon was again guiding us this morning, the bones in our feet, in our legs, holding this soft body up. Feeling into the thigh bones, the hip bones. The hardness, solidity, firmness. The bones of our spine, very delicate and yet very solid. Our ribs. our arms are, finger bones. And the bones of our face, this face that we take to be so personal, our head. So much goes on in the brain, in the mind. And we travel so far in our thoughts. But often we don't pay attention to this skull, this bony, earthy structure that is supporting us all of the time. The teeth that help us to eat. The fingernails. Our thoughts take us very far from home. And yet we can choose to turn our awareness to that which is here, immediate. This solid, earthy structure of our skeleton, of our teeth. This earth element inside. And just questioning, where's the edge? Where does the sense of me and mine begin? So this body, we need to eat food which comes from the earth. It comes into our body. It creates our solidity, our flesh, our bones. And then it leaves back to the earth. We're part of this cycle, which is not theoretical. So we can contemplate earth element outside, earth element inside. And is there a hard edge, or are we deeply connected? This being belonging already to the earth. And noticing what happens if we can feel into this. We don't dissolve. We still have this quality of firmness, of stability. Always available to us. Our mind can learn from this quality of stability, of earth. When we need it, we can draw from this source of grounding, anchoring, earthing. But this is connected. We recognize we're part of a larger beingness, held by the earth and nourished, part of a cycle of being. We're not separate. And yet we have our individual bodies. Individual and yet deeply, deeply connected. What happens in our listening heart when we notice this? Maybe we can relax a bit more into the holding of the earth. Maybe there's care that arises for our own being and for this larger being of the earth that we're part of. kind of wonder of life. Maybe there can be a sense of more contentment in this alive connectedness. So maybe we don't need to seek so much outside of ourselves to fill ourselves up. When we recognize we have this aliveness, presence, belonging, connectedness, we're grounded. So feeling our mountain-like presence here, stable, connected. So we have the earth element to contemplate, outside, inside. And where's the edge? Is there an edge? A hard division? Or is there this magical dance of individuality and yet deep belonging, connectedness? And then water element, we can contemplate in the same way the water element outside. So the rain, the rivers, the oceans. I know some of us are sitting outside by the water, noticing its fluidity, its the way it's cohesive, it can flow and stick together and move in this cohesive way that doesn't break, it's not brittle. That which is holding the dry earth together also. Rain. Well, the water when we bathe, we take care of our body through bathing, drinking. So we're largely made up of water, actually. This being who I take so personally, we're largely made up of water. We can contemplate water element outside. When we go for a walk, we can touch the wetness of the grass, feel the rain. As we drink water, we can contemplate this water element outside, get to know it. And then water element inside, that which flows in us, which sticks together in us. The blood, the water in the flesh, or the liquid in the flesh. The water in the mouth, in the eyes. Turning our awareness, our presence, our listening, our attention to notice this, to contemplate it within. Notice also the qualities it brings us of flow, of strength that can move. This too can show our mind this capacity when we recognize water element inside. That's as immediate as the sense of the liquid in our flesh, the liquid in our mouth, in our eyes. Maybe we can sense in around the brain, the fluid in the spinal column, our blood. We can feel pulsing and moving. This which is liquid, flowing, cohesive, we can call water element inside. And it's not theoretical again. So how long can we actually go without drinking or without peeing? So as we drink a glass of water, we can contemplate, where is this independent me? So every time we drink a glass of water, it's this opportunity to notice we're not as separate, independent as our mind would think we are. We're not as isolated as our mind would think we are. And we can turn our attention in this very immediate way to what this being is really like. Flowing, pulsing, earth. We have the earth element, the water element. So that which is solid in us, that which is flowing and cohesive in us. And we can pay attention to this through our body. And our mind can learn. We can be anchored, we can be firm. We can be flowing. Supple, strong like the water, instead of hard, a strength that is much more supple. And we can pay attention also to the air element. So we were feeling yesterday the gentleness of the air around us. Maybe it's warm, maybe it's cool. Maybe it's moving slightly, vibrating. Notice the air around you. And then this one is very immediate. So there's air element outside. And then the air coming inside, air element inside. So feel the air coming into your body, into your lungs, bringing energy, the body vibrating with the energy of the air coming in. So if the earth element and food is a really good reminder of how connected we are. We can still go a few days without food before our body starts to return to the earth, actually. We can go not so long without water. But without air, we die very, very quickly. And yet we don't give ourselves the gift of attending, bringing our awareness to this air element. So often we miss what is so immediate. We're looking much further for a sense of connection, a sense of perspective. But life is giving us each moment this opportunity to notice the air outside, the air inside. And where is the edge? Where is this independent, separate being? Is there one? Where is the me and mine? Or can we listen with our heart and with our being just into the experience of this being here, anchored in the body, stable, flowing, connected via the air also. Nourished each moment. And what happens in our listening heart when we notice this? Maybe there's gratitude, maybe there's care, maybe there's confusion. A bit of reorganizing that needs to happen of how we perceive ourselves. Maybe there's just the aliveness of this moment. Air outside, air inside. And the connection. The opening that's here. I don't think it's an accident that the Buddha taught so much about breathing, to pay attention to breathing, to this bridge, inside, outside. Where's the separation? And yet we are here with our own way of presence with this breath. In this body. Connected and yet unique also. We can take heart, take courage in this. We're deeply connected, not as separate as we think we are, and that also Each one of us has our unique way of presence. We do have our bodies that my body is not. Noon's body or my cat's body. There's this body, unique, but deeply, deeply connected. It's paradox. That we can learn to trust into. And then fire element, so that which heats, which is warm, which burns. So fire element outside, we can tune into with the sun or with a stove, the fire going in a stove or a candle flame, or even the heat of a gas ring. Cooking our food, that which heats, which transforms also. The cooking process transforms. Actually, in Sufism, which is the mystical branch of Islam, they talk about cooking when one's that spiritual practice is a form of being cooked, being transformed. We put ourselves on the fire. But on a very simple level, we can contemplate just the heat element outside that comes through fire, through the sun. It cooks our food. So we contemplate, we explore, we use our listening and our presence to explore, to feel out, to contemplate the fire element outside. Maybe we can feel some warmth on our skin. What's that like? Or cool? And then fire element inside. So the warmth of our body, the heat of our digestion. Even the aging process is something to do with this fire element that's slowly, we're slowly being consumed. Slowly. So as we get older, our skin gets wrinkly because some of the water element is leaving. So I remember when my grandmother died, she was so thin, and it was almost because there was no liquid left in her flesh. The water had gone, it's been evaporated out. Feeling our fire element inside, our warmth, our digestion, sometimes our passion. And then recognizing that this too can be a mirror to our mind. So we can be solid, stable like the earth, flowing and with the strength of water. We can be light and energetic as the air. And we can also have fire. We can move and respond when we need to with this capacity to rise up. Sometimes with some heat, Sometimes this is needed in our response to life, and sometimes it's out of balance. Maybe we sense into a thought and we're like, oh, that burns. But we can feel it like that instead of taking it personally. It's like, oh, fire element is out of balance. What do I need? Maybe some earth, some anchoring. Maybe some of the water, the fluidity. So we can learn to balance ourselves. And as with the other contemplations, fire element outside, fire element inside. Is there really a hard separation? So if we go without heat for too long from the outside, as I'm sure you know, our body suffers, we can die very quickly, actually. So I grew up in the far north of Scotland, that I think is the same latitude as the south of Finland. And if you fall out of your boat there into the water in the winter, you have 4 minutes before you die of cold. So we're not really so independent. And we can contemplate this. And then space. So in Buddhism, they talk about the element of space. So do we notice the space that's around our body, that's actually allowing our body to be here? The space between objects, the space in the room that you're sitting in, the space of the sky. The space going ever, ever beyond, so beyond the sky, out into the stars, this vast and endless space. That can be really useful to contemplate as a way, often when we get tied up in our thoughts, we become very small, very tight. And we don't notice this endless space that's available to us, even outside. So we can. So this is what's beautiful about the listening presence, is it can attune, it can pay attention. Be curious about and get to know what maybe we don't notice normally. So the space in this room, it's touching the sky, going outwards, outwards. Limitless space. We contemplate space element outside, which allows, it doesn't crush what's within it, it just makes space. Noticing that our presence can be with a real mind, heart, body listening. So all of our being listening to this space around us. Contemplating space element outside, and then space element inside. If there was no space in our lungs, the air couldn't come in. The space of our breathing pipe, of the pipe that goes down to our stomach. The space in our mouth, our nostrils, our ears. Even in our bone marrow, we have space. A lot of us is made of space, actually. And the space of the mind, so a bit like if we start to notice the space in the room around us, we can start to notice that around every thought, every feeling, every experience, there's the space of awareness. Tuning into the space element outside, the space element inside. We can learn from this, that our heart can be spacious, that our awareness is already spacious, allowing. So there are so many ways we can learn from these elements. We can attune to something that is needed to help to balance our being. So if we're really spacey, it can be helpful to tune into earth. If we're feeling really dull, it can be helpful to tune into like the movement of air or a bit of the warmth of fire. Or some spaciousness. So a bit like outside, the elements create life when they're in balance. And when they're out of balance, they can be very destructive. We can balance in our own being. What's needed now? Where do I need to tune into? What can I learn from this elemental experience? And sometimes we can also sense our experience in a less personal way. So if there's a very angry thought, maybe it's imbalanced in its fire. This is a very dull experience. Maybe there's too much earth. And so we learn to play this musical instrument also, to tune into what's available to us and bring balance. And the Buddha said, when there's a balance in our energies, we get this, it's like a violin string, that when there's balance, it makes a beautiful sound. And so we bring balance and our being starts to hum. And we keep gently questioning with this alive presence, where's this independent, separate being that carries so much suffering? Can it come back into context? Noticing what this reconnecting brings. Mm.